April 12th. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. John 16, verse 20. The April day was cold and wet, as April days can be in Pennsylvania, and at first I could see no promise of spring in the dark trees or flat grass. The weather and the yard were as drab and dull as the grief which held me. Heavy-hearted, not at all sure I could adjust to the death of a close friend, I started to walk out toward the driveway. And then I saw the dogwood trees. To have dogwood trees at one's kitchen door is a privilege and delight, because they offer a different facet of beauty every season. Best known for their drift of white or pink blossoms in spring, they're also lovely in summer, with a thick green foliage. Autumn turns their leaves to a rich burgundy, and bright red berries hang like jewels among the darker leaves. Even in winter, the trees have a peculiar grace with their slender gray limbs and the fat, polished buds at the tip of every twig. Now I saw, to my astonishment, that the gray buds had been transformed almost overnight to tiny green cups, each one perfect and whole, each one holding the potential of the wide white blossoms that would emerge. I stood in amazement. For two springs, there had been no blossoms on the dogwoods, obviously killed by two abnormally severe winters. They had been barren. Surely last winter had been as severe. I had anticipated no bloom, but there was the promise of it, young and beautiful, the infant blossoms as green as early summer apples. I felt the grief that had been a cold heaviness in my heart start to dissolve. For me, too, the blossoming would come again. God's mercy and peace were still mine for the asking. Touching one small clenched flower gently, I murmured brokenly, "Thank you, God. I know now it's going to be all right." Father God, I am grateful for your promise that sorrow will surely end.